Aircheckdownloads.com.
We've had an email in from Steve. Okay, we're going to call him Steve. He's not called Steve. We've changed his name, but it's better than that bloke or that man, so we'll call him Steve. He says, Caroline, I love Dilemma Nights. I caught the first one when I was on my way home one night. Since then, I go out of my way to listen to it. And then I got to thinking, I wonder what people will think of my dilemma. I'm married and I have been for 6 years. My wife is beautiful and a great mum to our two children, but the problem is that I really don't love her anymore. We used to get on so well together and want the same things, but over the years, my needs seem to have changed and hers have stayed the same. She's very driven. She wants the best of everything, which is fine, but I just feel that sometimes she needs to loosen up a bit and have a laugh. She works so hard to afford the good things in life, but all these things leave me feeling a bit empty. Now, don't get me wrong, I like driving a nice car and living in a nice house, but that's the problem. It's just a house. It's not a home. She has to have everything perfect. And sometimes when I walk in, I feel that I'm just cluttering the place up and I don't fit in there. I feel sorry for the children, as to be honest, when you walk in our house, you'd never know that any children lived in it. The place is always so tidy and clean, with no toys anywhere. They're all in the toy room and they're not allowed anywhere else in the house. I would love to walk in one night and catch my wife in jogging bottoms with a baggy old t-shirt on, eating chocolate. You might laugh, but honestly, this has never, ever happened to me. She always looks pristine. Even while she was giving birth, she still managed to look glamorous. That's something to pull off, that one. I tell you, I'm jealous. I want to have a home and a wife that laughs and kids that have fun in that home. I've talked about it to my best mate and he just says I'm lucky and that I have the good things in life and that my wife looks so good. He can't understand that I just need some affection and I need to feel loved. Now, you'll probably think, oh, he's a needy sod, but I'm not at all. I'm just sick of this cold relationship. When I was younger, I was all about making money, having good things and the trophy wife. And now I realise that without fun and laughter alongside them, these are not enjoyable things. My wife will only go on holiday to the best hotels. I wanted to hire us a cottage last year in this country to show the kids what good things we have here. She refused to go. The kids were so disappointed as they were really up for it. I've asked her to maybe loosen up a bit and she says that this is her and I should be glad that she's not let herself go and that she doesn't expect me to be the only one providing money into the household. I can't make her see it's not about money. My life seems so empty. My kids are 5 and 8. I don't want to leave them, but I don't want to stay in this marriage anymore. I'd take the kids with me, but she'd never allow it. Do you think that I should stay until they've grown up? Do I owe that to the kids, or should I get out now while there's still a chance that I could find happiness with someone else? So your thoughts on that on 0330 660 0011. That's 0330 660 0011. 87867 if you want to send your comments through to the text. Paul's on from Briley Hill. He sent a text, says Steve should start to wear the trousers and insist about the cottage holidays, etc. You've got to be a man, not a mouse. So there we are, Steve. Try doing that. Let's go talk to Darren in Evesham. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Thanks for chatting to us tonight. So your parents split up when you were 12 then?
No, you actually read it wrong. I actually said that I wish they had of, or they should have.
I've read it right. I've been sent it wrong. That's what the trouble is. So you wish that, right? Okay. So tell us about it then. What happened? What was it like living through that?
Well, basically, it's just things sort of turned wrong when I was about 12, and you know, I remember sort of hiding my head under the pillow at night with the rows that were going on and all sorts. You know, and there was definitely something wrong. You know, the three of us kids, and we all felt it, and they really should have split up when I was that age, but they never did. They stayed together for the sake of us. And for the next 24 years, basically, they lived in the same house but apart, hated each other. Sadly, my dad passed away 9 years ago, and my mum's missed it ever since. But it still doesn't get away from the fact they should have split up, because I think they would have both had a much better life if they had if they'd have gone that route.
So what was it like living through all of that then? What sort of things did you witness and hear then?
It was just the rowing. It wasn't violence or anything like that. It was just the rowing at night. And you cried yourself to sleep listening to it and things like that. And there was the backbiting and the sniping against each other, you know, forever basically. A lot of it was money troubles, which I think is the root of most of it these days. But it happened.
Has it affected your kind of like outlook on marriage, relationships, sort of going through all of that?
No, not at all. I've been married. I've been divorced now for 14 years, but I've nearly done it again 2 or 3 times, which, you know, is fine. I will do it again one day.
Have you ever talked to your mum about this and about what it was like sort of growing up through all of that?
Yeah, we've always been very open and discussed, you know, everything in the past. And, you know, she knows what it was like and she agrees that perhaps, you know, she should have split up with him, you know.
Mm.
But it's just one of those things. I mean, we all love my dad, don't get me wrong. And, you know, he died after quite a long illness as well, which was sad. And as I said, my mum's missed him ever since. You know, she doesn't go out anywhere. She hasn't got any inclination to go and find another partner or anything like that, which is her prerogative. But she, you know, she's nearly 70 now, so perhaps a bit long in the tooth for us anyway. AirCheckDownloads.com.